coming up on Break It Down with Brian H, episode 263, I want to explore a question. Is the Bloodline story better than Austin versus McMahon? Let's talk about it.
No, baby, that's for somebody else. We're just going to keep you right where you're at right now.
The Wrestling Realm presents Break It Down with Brian H.
Oh, the joys of that theme music. Shout out to my cousin Hypno Beats. I don't hear it as much because I don't do enough episodes of these, but every time I listen to it, it gets me hype. I actually need to hit him up for some more music. So, Mike, if you're listening, if you caught this show by chance, I'm hitting you up for some more music. Got some projects I'm working on, some shows. So, you know the deal. But hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this episode of Break It Down with Brian H. And if you do not know, I'm Brian H. Waters. You can follow me at Brian H. Waters on all social media platforms. And of course, follow the Wrestling Realm on Facebook, like the fan page. Subscribe on YouTube, click the button below. And obviously Twitter and Instagram. And, you know, I made this these layouts, these overlays, probably, what, 3 years ago? Around 2020. And guess what? Since then, they've created a new app. Threads. So we are there. Of course, I'm on TikTok as well at Brian H. Waters. So, ladies and gentlemen, you know, before I get started, just want to remind y'all, y'all know the deal. SeatGeek, you can go ahead and save $20 on your purchase just by simply going to SeatGeek and entering the code, promo code Wrestling Realm. And of course, you want one of these Wrestling Realm tanks or any of the other shirts, including the Proud Wrestling Fan. We also just dropped some shorts. Y'all see me posted in a photo of those soon if you haven't seen it already. Depends when you watch this. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm listening to Stone Cold Steve Austin's book, The Stone Cold Truth. I know. It's old, been around a while. But I've been on a wrestling book kick lately, and I wanted to listen to it. I wanted to check it out. I said, you know, this, and it's only like a couple hours, right? So I was like, oh, yeah, I could get through this book in and out, and I'm done. And I'm at the part where he talks about his storyline with Vince McMahon. He discusses how it was for the common man because at that time, everybody wanted to beat up their boss, right? And he said, you know, one of the things he said that was key was that he was in a 3-year story with Vince. You think about it, from WrestleMania 14 all the way to WrestleMania 17. So I got to thinking. And I started thinking about this Bloodline story, which, guess what? In officially September, we'll be at the 3-year mark. So I think it's time. Do we compare, right? So I'm putting a question out there, and I want to know, what do y'all think? Is the Bloodline story better than Austin versus McMahon? Now, shout out to my guy, Sir Wilkins from the Jobber Tears podcast. I actually was just with him a few weeks ago. Well, last week as the time of this recording. Shout out to him, the Jobber Tears, Janelle, and Mr. Black. They were on the panel with those wrestling girls. Shout out to Queen PR and Krista B at BlurCon. Shout out to Dr. D. And of course, Black Wrestling Fan Math, Mimi, and my brother Cal. So we was all together. And one point, and I bring that up because Sir Wilkins said several months ago, and we addressed it right on the Wrestling Realm Now podcast, about the Bloodline being the greatest faction. And a lot of people, we caught a lot of heat. I mean, WrestleRap, shout out to Emilio and Vin, they was talking about it. A lot of other podcasts were talking about it. And a lot of times we can be prisoners of the moment. But when it comes to the Bloodline story being better than Austin versus McMahon, I'm not going to say I'm a prisoner at the moment because I think it is. Here's why. Everybody can relate to the Bloodline story. If we be real, as kids, we couldn't relate to Austin versus McMahon. That's probably reason why a lot of people who didn't grow up in the Attitude Era loves to crap on it because they didn't understand it. They wasn't there. Now, we just knew, okay, we like this guy named Stone Cold Steve Austin. He's a rebel And at the time, society was, you know, putting rebels on a pedestal in a sense. So I get it. But for me personally, when I look back at it, the Austin versus McMahon story was phenomenal. But this Bloodline story is cooking on a whole nother level, to the point, like they said on the Wrestling Around Now podcast this past week, you know, go ahead, submit it for Emmys and all the awards that it can possibly get. Because when you think about it's bringing eyeballs. I've mentioned this before. When my sister's doing my hair, I'm giving her updates. We're watching those playlists and she's getting hooked. Then she's telling her husband about it. He doesn't watch wrestling. So when I look at this Bloodline story, one reason why I say everybody can relate, everybody, for the most part, has a family. Everybody didn't have jobs. So everybody wasn't at the top of the corporate ladder or didn't necessarily have that type of relationship with Vince McMahon and that Austin had with McMahon. It was just something easy to do. It was something that was fun to watch. And I will never discredit the Austin versus McMahon story. Not at all. But you also can't put that same story in this day and age and it still be effective. You cannot put that same story during the golden era and it still be effective, because it had to take place during the Attitude Era, considering everything they did. ROH had a story that was similar, but let's not act like everybody in the world of professional wrestling was paying attention to Kevin Owens and Jim Cornette. As good as it was, I mean, it got me hooked, but I'm not crazy. It just didn't have every single person hooked. This Bloodline feud is something that, one, it ages well. You can take this same story, these same characters, and put them in the Attitude Era, the Golden Era, the New Generation Era, and it's going to cook. Like, I will bring up Sir Wilkins again. We're eating steak. When you sit back and watch this, the numbers that they are doing, because you have this hierarchy. Now, we may not understand Samoan culture and the reason why things are the way they are in the Samoan culture, but we can understand the family dynamics, whether with siblings. Let's just say it's all siblings, right? You have the one sibling who's the head, the hierarchy, the head of the table. Then you have the other siblings who do not fall in line, or the other ones who feel like, hey, you pushing me around, you punking me too much. I always make mention to my twin cousins because, in a sense, I grew up with them the same way Roman grew up with the Usos. The difference is, while Roman's older, I'm younger than them. But if we was to do a story similar, I might, you know, might try to pull rank and be the head of the table. It may work, it may not. But in a sense, if we take it there, so they have an older brother. Shout out to my cousin Brandon. He would have been playing the role of Roman. And my cousin Christopher, sure enough, would have been Jimmy, and Christian would have been Jay. So it's so relatable. And you look at what's going on, we're in the thick of it. And nobody, like some people are saying they're tired of it, but the numbers aren't. If we're talking, that's a small minority. This is doing millions and millions of views. And I know if there was social media, Austin McMahon would have done the same thing. They would have did that. Like I said, that was great television. You know, you have some things that are great television and some things that are relatable. Game of Thrones, I didn't watch it, but that was great television. I had people watch it, but ain't nobody going out there being with the stuff that they was doing on the show. So the reason why I think it's personally better is because you have great television, you have a relatable story, and it takes you for emotions. Nobody was crying during Austin McMahon. Let's be real. If anything, people might have been crying when it ended and Austin shook hands because of the way it happened. But nobody was crying during Austin McMahon. All right. Maybe when Austin saved Stephanie. Maybe. But overall, you wasn't. But the Bloodline story makes people cry. You look at what Roman and Jay, or Roman and Jimmy, the hugs, the way Roman is bringing out tears, you know. And they said they're not trained actors, they won't disrespect the craft, but they've been paying attention, they was doing their study and they watched the movies. So this is why, in my opinion, the Bloodline story is better than Austin McMahon. Y'all let me know in the comments. I had to do a quick episode to break it down with Brian H. Let me know, what do y'all think? Is the Bloodline story better than Austin versus McMahon, yay or nay? But folks, that'll do it for this episode of Break It Down with Brian H. Episode 263. Probably do some more of these. I might get one more in before SummerSlam. But make sure you check out some of my exclusives on TikTok and Instagram Reels, where I talk about the different SummerSlam matchups. I did Austin versus Undertaker. I did Triple H versus The Rock. I may do one or two more. I mean, some gems on there, but I've already hit like the main ones, to be honest with you. But, you know, I'm thinking about the Lions Den match, and I'm thinking about even the tag team match that was weird that really kind of set Mick Foley up for his eventual face run. So, but until then, follow me at Brian H. Waters. Catch me this week on, I'll be producing the Masked Man Show on the Ring of Wrestling Network. I think I might actually be working or producing Cheap Heat. We'll see. But also Wednesday Worldwide with me, Cal, and Ben. Then there's also, after that, there is TWG Fan Club with Queen PR, Justin Rich, and Siendo. Shout out to Justin. It's his birthday. Shout out. I was on Thirsty Thursday. The whole Dream Team was there. Shout out to Crispa. Shout out to Pablo. It's Pablo's birthday tomorrow. So shout out to them. Make sure y'all show love on social media. And then, of course, Wednesday night, the main event of the evening, the way you close your nights after you had a full day of working and podcasting, the Wrestling Realm Now podcast with the real Dwayne Allen, brother Brandon, and brother Hugh. I missed last week. Shout out to my manager, Audrey, former manager. She's always still a mentor, a great friend. She was in town, and I was caught dinner, had to catch up. I didn't want to miss an opportunity. The lady has done so much for me personally and professionally. So we was in town. So that's the reason why I missed it. Y'all get it right here from my mouth. But folks, go ahead, enjoy the rest of your day. Let me know what you think. Is the Bloodline story better than Austin McMahon? I think so. Till the next time, folks, as the good Tony Schiavone would say, so long, everybody.
Houston, we have a problem.
Yes!